The Mar-a-Lago affidavit. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Released by the Justice Department Friday, more than half of it concealed with those big black lines. We did learn the FBI claims its investigation began with a referral from the National Archives over Trump White House documents.
The FBI says 14 of 15 boxes recovered from former President Trump's estate earlier this year contained classified and top secret material. On his social media site, Trump described the investigation as a witch hunt and says his team has cooperated with document handovers.
Fox's Jared Halperin. The unredacted portions of the affidavit also reveal the FBI used confidential sources and communications intercepts to justify the raid on the former president's home. There are more large interest rate hikes coming from the Federal Reserve Board. Its chairman, Jerome Powell, telling an economic conference Friday they're needed to bring down inflation, still running at more than 8%.
While the lower inflation readings for July are certainly welcome, a single month's improvement falls far short of what the committee will need to see before we are confident that inflation is moving down.
Powell acknowledged that raising interest rates could trigger job losses and slow economic growth, but he said not controlling inflation would bring far greater pain. Wall Street reacting to the Powell speech with big drops. The major markets, major indices, that is, all closing down more than 3%, the Dow dropping 1,008 points. Russia has blocked agreement on the final document of a four-week review of a UN treaty considered to be the cornerstone of nuclear disarmament. The document criticized Moscow's military takeover of Europe's largest nuclear power plant in Ukraine. The agreement needed the approval by all 191 countries that are parties to the treaty, aimed at curbing the spread of nuclear weapons. Authorities, by the way, are now passing out iodine tablets to the residents near the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine in the event of a radiation leak. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Government-provided at-home COVID tests will no longer be available soon.
As of next Friday, the Biden administration will suspend taking orders for free at-home COVID tests on its website, covidtests.gov, because of limited supply. A senior administration official tells Fox News the Biden administration is concerned about preserving tests for a potential rise in infections in the fall, and also took this step partly because Congress has not approved funding to replenish the nation's stockpile. Meanwhile, officials say free testing will still be available at nearly 15,000 community-based testing sites like pharmacies as well as public libraries. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
A school district in southwestern Missouri has decided to bring back spanking as a form of discipline for its students if their parents agree. Despite warnings from many public health experts, the practice is detrimental to students. The Cassville School District had stopped spanking kids back in 2001. Congress, for the first time, creating an office to investigate so-called unexplained aerial phenomenon, what we used to call UFOs.
There is language in the Senate Intelligence Authorization Bill which says that reports of, quote, transmedium threats are expanding exponentially. Congress held the first hearing on UFOs in 50 years back in May, but lawmakers left the hearing with more questions than answers. That's why the bill would compel the military to investigate what we don't understand. There's also concern that the military may be trying to hide advanced American technology, or there's worry that the Chinese or Russians have technology which the U.S. lacks.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. The U.S. Border Patrol says one of its agents has rescued an infant and a toddler who were left alone by migrant smugglers in western Arizona's Oregon Pipe Cactus National Monument. The infant was unresponsive when found. Both have since received medical treatment. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.